Romans chapter 1. We've been looking at the results here of when the Lord gives a people over to a reprobate mind. What happens? We've come down to verse 30. Haters of God. Haters of God. Person who's been given over to a reprobate mind is hateful toward God. This is the technical term of haters of God would be misotheism. Misotheism. Hateful of God. Hate, of course, speaks of something intense. It's an intense hostility. It's an intense aversion to whatever it is that's hated. So in this case, it's an intense hostility and aversion to God. That, of course, is very clearly seen in our society today. Not everybody is a hater of God. But much of society is hateful toward God. Many would deny it. Many wouldn't. Many would just come right out and tell you, I hate God. It is a charge that it's nothing new. It's a charge that has been brought against the world by Christ. It is a characteristic of the world and has been ever since the fall back in Eden. In John 7, verse 7, Jesus said, the world, me it hateth. Me it hateth. The world hates Christ. In John chapter 15, again, this is that same passage of Scripture that we just looked at. Verse 18, he says, if the world hate you, that is God's people. In this case, it would have been the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ye know that it hated me before it hated you. It hates you because you're identified with the one they hate. We must not look at it just as you hear much today about the world hating Christianity. And it does. But there's a deeper issue and a more serious issue. And the reason of their hatred. And the reason of their hatred is they hate God. And therefore they hate anyone who is identified with the one they hate. John 15, 24. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. They have seen my works. They have seen me. And having seen me, they hate me. You see, people will say, well, if Christ walked the earth today, I wouldn't hate him. Oh, yes, you would. You'd hate him more than you do now. Not you, but the world. And that's what is said here. Because they've seen me, they hate me. when God's people manifest the person that they hate them. They hate them. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in the law. They hated me without a cause. That, of course, meaning that the Lord has done nothing that would justify their hatred. I mean, Jesus walked the streets healing their sick. And they hated him, saying to them only those things that would benefit them. And they hated him. And so it is today. Now, this hatred, of course, is manifested in just about every aspect of society. Secular society hates God. The religious society hates God. Now, they might deny it. I don't hate God. I love God. Well, investigate a little further. What God are they talking about? They're talking generally about a God that they have dreamed up, that they have imagined in their imagination. It is a God that will let them do whatever they please and love them. Well, yeah, who wouldn't love that God? But that's not God. That's not God. They love the God that lets them have their own way. But that's not God. Present to them the God of the Bible. Present to them the sovereignty of God. They hate that God. Present to them the God who gives life. They don't have a problem with that God. But the Lord giveth and taketh away. Same God. Now they have a problem. I'm mad at God because my mother or father or brother or sister, whatever the case might be, died. God could have prevented it. Yes, he could have. But he didn't. Therefore, I'm mad at God. Let me tell you something. You're not going to win that battle. It's not going to do you any good to be mad, to be angry at God. This is why the world hates God. This is why, one of many reasons, they do not allow the Bible in schools or many other places. It represents the one they hate. It's not about separation of church and state. That doesn't have anything to do with it. It's about their hatred. It's about their hatred for God. So many who claim to love God are referring to the God that they've imagined in their minds. Every now and then you'll hear somebody make such a foolish statement, well, if I was God. Well, you're not. And you never will be. That is a statement of great ignorance. It is a statement of great pride. It's basically saying, if I was God, I'd do a better job. And there's plenty of people who believe that. They are haters of God. They continually show themselves to be the enemies of God. Again, this is so in the secular world. This is so in the religious world. You can't read the Gospels without seeing that Jesus Christ had a real problem with the religion of the day. He had a problem with religion God still has a problem, lack of a better word, with religious society. Because in truth, they are haters of God. Haters of God. The world views God as an annoyance. All you have to do is mention His name. You don't have to say much about Him, just mention His name. And people start getting a little bit uncomfortable. It's an annoyance. They find God to be an inconvenience. That's why people don't observe the Lord's Day. God's an inconvenience. I don't have time. He's a bother. He's an irritant. He's an irritant. I've had family tell me, Dan, you can talk to me about anything, but leave God out of it. I don't want to hear it. Why? Because they're haters of God. God is an irritation to them. So our society, being a reprobate society, sees God as a problem. Listen to some politicians. They see God as a problem. They see God's people has the problem. The reason they see God's people as a problem is because, again, they're identified with the one they hate. The root problem is their hatred for God. We shouldn't get all that upset if they hate us. That's not what ought to upset us. What ought to upset us is the reason they hate us. It's because they hate God. And the only way you're going to get them to like you is if you change your view of God or your presentation of God. Not going to do that. So they're going to hate. And anytime a church or a religious society or organization has it as their goal, we don't want the world to hate us, well, you're going to have to change some things. You're going to have to change your view of God. You're going to have to change what you say of God, because you are not the direct object of their hatred. The direct object of their hatred is the one you identify with, which is God. So what ought to upset us is not so much that they hate us, but that they hate God. Because that's, you can hate me and there not be an eternal consequence. But you hate God. That's far more serious. So again, society is being filled with. Being filled with haters of God. The next thing he mentions is despiteful. That has reference to those who abuse, treat others with unkindness or disdain. It is to treat others with contempt, to lightly regard other individuals, to dishonor them, to treat them in a shameful way. Even lost people will say, especially older people, because they've been around long enough to see the change, the world's so unkind today. The world's so hateful today. The world's so disrespectful to one another today. And all of that is very true. It's a result of this reprobate mind, but it's a direct result of haters of God. Haters of God, that carries over into other aspects of our life. And it doesn't take much anymore for someone to just go off, because there's all this disdain. It's just bubbling up. It's just waiting for an opportunity to let it go. Being filled with, being full of hatefulness toward God, and being despiteful. That doesn't make for a pleasant living environment, but it's commonplace. It's epidemic. We are a society of resentment. We are a society of bitterness. And of course, it's not limited to our society by any means. It's a worldwide problem. It's worldwide. So all of this is the results of the Lord gave them over to a reprobate mind. And again, people are trying to correct the problem, but they can't correct it. So they have laws against hate speech and hate crimes. And saw the other day some young woman holding a sign, "Stop hate." Boy, I'd like to sit down with her. You can't stop hate. You can't make laws and do away with hate. You have to realize where the hate comes from. It's a spiritual problem. It's not a problem that laws are going to fix. It's not going to happen. It's a society given over to a reprobate mind. Just God help us that we don't become part of the problem, that we don't become part of that society, that we rise above. And there is a remnant who always will. Who always will. And we thank God for that. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are. And we thank you for the privilege of being in your house this day. And we just pray that you would move amongst us, that you would reveal yourself, that you would draw us closer to thee. Those that are lost, Lord, save their souls. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.